It's a crippling time for American consumers. The inflation rate hovering around a four-decade high of 9%. The base interest at which money is lent increased four times this year already. And now the news that the GDP has shrunk for the second quarter, another blow to national confidence. Although President Biden insists the economy will recover and there is no recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
The Biden administration points to the fact that employment is rising at an unprecedented rate, with over 2.5 million new jobs created this year alone, as clear evidence that it's doing a good job, an opinion echoed by the Treasury Secretary.
Most economists and most Americans have a similar definition of recession: substantial job losses and mass layoffs, businesses shutting down, private sector activities slowing considerably, family budgets under immense strain, in sum, a broad-based weakening of our economy. That is not what we're seeing right now.
But many Republicans in a divided Congress are seeing a political opportunity, well aware that should the November elections take place in the shadow of a recession, it would be devastating for the administration in power.
This economy is not working well. You know, economists are going to argue about whether we're in recession or not, but those are academic debates.
In order to depoliticize the term, it's an independent body which decides whether or not a recession is underway. The National Bureau of Economic Research consists of eight economists who gather and examine all relevant data and then make an independent determination.
Polls indicate that some 50% of the U.S. population believes a recession has already begun, despite what the president says.
There's going to be a lot of chatter today on Wall Street and among pundits about whether we are in a recession.
And in a meeting with President Biden, a number of chief executive officers agree there is no recession, pointing to the notable absence of the most historically reliable sign of a downturn, a half-point rise in the unemployment rate averaged over several months. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.